Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thank you so much for spending your time with me every single day this year of 2020. I am humbled and grateful, and I count it such a privilege to be able to take you and myself before the throne of God and just ask for his help, because you know what? 100% of us need his help. We need to know he loves us. We need to know he's with us. He's walking alongside us. This is such an important thing, and I have to kind of coach myself to remember that as well, because sometimes there's days where you just feel far, and yet he is good, and we have to rest in the fact that he's there with us. Today we are in Matthew 17 verses 22 through 27. That's going to finish up the book, or not the book of Matthew, but the chapter 17, and we're in the CEB. And this is what it says, Common English Bible. When they came to Capernaum, the people who collected the half-shekel temple tax came to Peter and said, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. But when they came into the house, Jesus spoke to Peter first. "What do you think, Simon? From whom do earthly kings collect taxes, from their children or from strangers?" "From strangers," he said. Jesus said to him, "Then the children don't have to pay, but just so we don't offend them, go to the lake, throw out a fishing line and hook, take the first fish you catch. When you open its mouth, you will find a shekel coin. Take it and pay the tax for both of us. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord Jesus, thank you for this crazy story. I think about this story and just think how wild and crazy that is, to throw in a random fishing pole with a hook into the water, pick up this random fish, and in its mouth is enough to pay the temple tax. Pretty crazy, which just shows that you are very concerned about details and you've got the whole world in your hands. And if you can stick a shekel in a fish's mouth and have it connect with the fishing pole at just the right time, then we certainly do have small faith, because we forget that you're able and that intimately acquainted with us and what our needs are and all of that. So thank you for that. Thank you for that reminder that you understand. And I do pray that today, that you would orchestrate these kind of crazy coincidences that we say are results of you doing great work. I pray that you would open our eyes so that we could see you working in and around us. I think sometimes, Lord, I can get discouraged or depressed, or I can kind of cycle down in my thoughts and forget about your goodness, and I'm not being aware of it. I remember what you say in Isaiah 43, where it says, will you not be aware of it, that you're going to do something new? And that part of us living the Christian life is learning to become aware of your working on this earth, to open our spiritual eyes and to see. And when I'm grumbling and complaining, I cannot see the blessings around me. I cannot discern the handiwork of you. Just yesterday, I was riding in the car and the sunset was absolutely beautiful. And I had to thank you for it, Lord, because I realized I couldn't create that sunset, and it was just such a delight to me. And you do those kinds of things for me and for the whole wide world. You delight us with your the nature that you created, and you delight us with the way that you spin us into existence. You delight us by putting relationships in our life. You just delight us by disciplining us for our own good, as a father disciplines his children. And we just need to have that holy pause in our day to stop and to see you. And Lord, forgive us for being too busy to notice. Forgive us for being so addicted for hours, and I'll just confess this for myself, hours on our phones and our devices, glued to a screen where we're not even looking outside to see the glory of what you've created. Or we've neglected real humans in our lives for the sake of entertainment and a dopamine rush to our head when we're looking at a screen. And we've created such busy lives that we have parceled out our lives to the extent that we don't even have time for you anymore, Lord. And we lamented like, "Oh, I don't really have time for that because I'm so busy." But really, if we eliminated some of these things that take our attention and that have become idols in our lives, we could have that time for you. But Lord, I don't want this to be a prayer about shame and what we haven't done. I just want us, and I want me, to just take a moment to stop and reflect and rest and start counting my blessings again and ask you to reconnect my heart to you in new ways today and tomorrow and the next day and this next week. That's our heart cry, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening. You are a blessing to this podcast, and there's a reason you're here on this earth. And I know I say that a lot, but it's just the cry of my heart. I think we forget that each human being bears the stamp of their maker, and they have an important role to fulfill in this earth. And so go out there and do it. You already probably know this, but Pray Every Day is available on your Alexa device. It is an Alexa skill on Amazon. So you can go to amazon.com, go to Alexa skills, type in Pray Every Day, and you can get it free on your Alexa device. Everything with this podcast is free. And so, I have been freely, God has freely given to me, and I'm freely giving it to you. So it's been my joy and a blessing for me to be able to pray for you. So have an amazing day. You are loved, and rest in that today.